Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week on the program, we focus on storytellers and story songs. Our theme music comes from Stephen Wade, a wonderful banjo player who specializes in telling tales while playing his five-string. We heard Hobart Smith's Wabash Blues from Dancing in the Parlor on County Records. Later, we'll hear a great memoir of his days in Chicago. We'll open the show with a classic cowboy tale, Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail by Dom Flemons, from the CD Black Cowboys on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Storytellers and story songs on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, folks, here's a song from my part of the country. Now way up high in the Siree Peats, where the yellowjack pines grow tall, Buster Jiggs and Sagebrush Sam had a roundup late last fall. They'd taken their horses and their running irons and maybe a dog or two. They allowed to brand every long-eared calf that came within their view. Any old calf with lobe long ears that didn't push out by day got his longhorns chiseled and his old hat sizzled in the most artistic way. Says Buster Jiggs to Sagebrush Sam as he throwed his long leg down, I'm getting tired of cow pyography and I'm reckon we'll go to town. They started out on a mighty smart lope where there weren't no side of a ride. And those were the days when an old cowpunch could oil up his dry insides. At the old Kentucky bar, they stopped at the Whiskey Row. And they wound up tight sometime that night, some 40 drinks below. The house turned around and they set him up, got him in the other way. Honest to goodness, to tell the truth, folks, them boys got drunk that day. We both went out to the Siree Peats and they was packing a darn good load. But who should the meet but the devil himself come a-prancing down the road? Confound you, ornery cowboy skunks, you'd better head hunt your hole. For I am the devil from Hell's Rim Rocks, come to gathering your souls. The devil be damned, says Buster Jiggs, we boys both know we're tight. Before you corral any cowboy's souls, you're gonna have one kind of a fight. He throwed his rope and he throwed it straight and he spun her good and true. And he loped the devil by his pointed horns and he took his dallies too. Sagebrush Sam was a lariat man with his gut lie coiled up neat. He throwed her out and he made him a rope and he roped the devil's hind feet. And they laid him out and they fetched him down while the sizzling irons grew hot. They trimmed his horn with a dehorning saw and they brand him up a lot. They tied 10 knots in the old boy's tail and they left him there for a joke. And they left him just a bellerin' there tied up to a blackjack oak. Now if you're ever down and the sigh repeats and you hear one hell of a wail, you know it's nothing but the devil himself raising hell about the knots in his tail.
Right. Early one morning, standing in the rain, around the curb come a long freight train. Ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill, he ain't so bad. Whooped his mammy, shot around at his dad. Ride, ride, ride. Coming home soon, killed Mac Miller by the light of right, right, right. Mac Miller had a special train. When he got there, it was spring. Right, right. Build me a chicken, send me the wing. They think I'm working, Lord, I ain't doing a thing. Right, right, right. Give me a chicken, send me the head. Think I'm working, Lord, I'm laying in bed. Right, right. Bad man shot the lantern right out of that brakeman's hand. Ride, ride, ride. Got a great long pistol about as long as your arm. I'm gonna shoot everybody ever done me harm. Ride, ride, ride. Sitting on a hill, lighting cigars with that $10 bill. Ride, ride, got a 38 special on a 45 frame. How can I miss when I got dirty? Ride, ride, drink my whiskey, drink it in the wind. The doctor said it'd kill me, but it didn't say when. Right.
September 1891, Oliver Curtis Pay robbed Engine 31. The New York Central's fastest train on the rails to see from New York City across the state to old Albany. The express car held jewels and cash, guarded by the law. Perry cut the air, stopped a train with an old handsaw. The clerk that rode the express car was ordered to do his will. Hand me over all your goods, or you I'll surely kill. He robbed twice more before the score decreed that he was through. The New York Central's crack express west of Syracuse, and the Empire State passenger highballing on through near the little town of Lyons in 1892. He jumped onto a standing freight, pulled the throttle wide, as the sheriff's train took the track, running along his side. On Big Blue Cut by Newark, he ran all the way he could. He set the brakes, jumped from the cab, and ran into the woods. With a stolen buggy, ran his horses near into the ground. For 25 miles, they did the same, trying to hunt him down. With no more horses left to steal, swampy waist deep water, the sheriff and his band of men with guns gave him no quarter. He hid behind a pile of stones where he thought to fight, but in handcuffs soon was led away into the murky night. Sentenced to 49 long years, guilty he was found. Home it was, the state hospital at Dannemora Town. With a saw inside her Bible, a true friend he did make, and in the year of 95, soon made his escape. Sick and starved beside a fire beneath the Palisades, the town policeman never knew the catch that he'd made. Sent back to Dannemora was his sorry plight, and in the hell of his cell contrived to end his sight. I was born in the light of day, against my will you see. I assert the right to shut out the light and ever in darkness be. I brought discredit to the woman who befriended me. I now no longer want to live, there is no hope for me. 25 years in solitary, he could stand no more, and in 1930 died alone at the age of 64. And now I've sung my song for you in verses not so merry, of the sorry, sad, and lonely fate of Oliver Curtis Perry.
My friends are brought to shame, robbing of an Orpheum bank, a thing I can't deny. Now I'm a poor prisoner in a Stillwater jail alive. First my many robberies I will relate to you, as a poor Californian miner and the same will surely rue. Take from him his money, and I told him go his way. The same will check my conscience until my dying day. I went home, and Brother Bob did say, we buy fine horses and together ride away. We started out for Texas, a good old Lone Star State, along the New Prairie. There the day cowboys meet. With knives and revolvers, we all set out to play. I'm drinking good corn whiskey, boys, pass the time away. Union Pacific, we first did surprise. The murdering of your own heart's blood would bring tears to your eyes. While Bob was shot and wounded, all on Northfield he did lie. All on the New Peruvi, there the bullion lie.
We're listening to Storytellers and Story Songs this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Doc Boggs, recorded back in 1964 by Mike Seeger and Cole Younger, who was a member of the Frank James Younger gang, who wreaked havoc across the Midwest in the 1860s and 70s. Cole Younger from Doc Boggs. That's from Classic American Ballads on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, Norman Blake, from his recording Brushwood, Songs and Stories. Norman Blake, assisted by Nancy Blake. And we heard The Fate of Oliver Curtis Perry, the Empire State Train Robber. That's on Plectrophone Records, from Norman and Nancy. And before that, from back in 1961, we heard Railroad Bill, from Ramblin' Jack Elliott, included on the collection Hard Travelin'. Railroad Bill from Ramblin' Jack. And we let off with Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail from Dom Flemons and his recording Black Cowboys on Smithsonian Folkways Records. One of the inspirations for this week's program was the new recording from Ellis Paul called The Storyteller's Suitcase. Here's the title track. Here's Ellis Paul on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Storyteller's suitcase with a whiskey bottle, notebook, and my songs. I met barstool damsels, tomcats working a midnight scandal. Take me home, brother, trouble will be coming along. If you're gonna ride gypsy boxcar town to town, singing rhymes. Just when you think you're gonna lose yourself, you'll see your name up on a neon sign. He packed a suitcase, oh, the storyteller's making a round. Oh, he's never gonna settle. Hotels, hotels, 2 a.m., ringing a stranger's doorbell, sleeping like Caesar, sleeping in an old barnyard. You'll meet country stars with mini bars, stowaway women laying back in your car, lovers and brothers woven in a midnight dream. If you're gonna ride, poets' highway, friendships are how you keep score. A song is just a skeleton key that can open any palace door. He packed a suitcase, oh, the storyteller's making the rounds. Oh, he's never gonna settle. And the towns, they roll by, strangers' faces you come to know by name. 'Cause every year they come back again. And again, spotlight, it's a sold-out night. Others so empty you can't start a fist fight. Then a crowd of angels come waltzing in the concert hall. It's a circus life. You're a One man Big Top, the Barker, the Lion of Flames. You fall into a hotel pillow, just hoping they'll remember your name. He packed a suitcase, oh, the storyteller's making a round.
Jangles and he danced for you in worn out shoes, the silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. He spoke right out. Talked of life, talked of life. Laughed, slapped his leg a step. He said the name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants, a better stamp of war, he jumped up high. Clicked his heels. Let go, laugh, let go, laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Dance for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and him they traveled about. His dog up and died, he up and died. It's 20 years he still breathes. Said I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind this county bar. Cause I drink a bit. He shook his head as he shook his head. Heard someone ask please. Thank you. jangles and a dance for you. Worn out you, silver hair and baggy pants and ragged shirt. The old soft shoe, you jump so high, jump so high. Many laggy footsteps. Mr. Bojangles Dan.
That is a beautiful song. You wrote that?
I was climbing the stairs at Machu Picchu, found my cell phone and tried to reach you. Sun went down on the McDonald Bridge, and I found your carrots in my fridge. There was never a job that I couldn't find my way out of. There's beer in the bag on the kitchen table. I'm just sitting here peeling the labels. Have I lost that little spark? Told me I can trust my heart. That beer hits the spot, of course the spot's about a mile wide. I'll kiss your shoulders and kiss your back. All your special parts I lack. I was sitting in a hot spring down in Idaho. Found a digital watch whose time went slow. There was never a song that I couldn't sing my way out of. Suffering in bars, thinking about more reliable cars. I was riding in my sister's car. Think I saw this minor star. She was leggy and lean, but didn't seem so special at all. Saw the moon go staggering up my street. He was drunk and lost with his face like beet. I was always weary from the start. By my pessimism to my art. With occasional flutterings of a life-size heart. Pushing the fog before me. Gotta find a city where they all adore me. Fuller Terrace, you are the street. You really got me on my feet. I need a day so bright that I could barely speak. And I need that day to last about 2 or 3 weeks. I was climbing the stairs at Machu Picchu, found my cell phone and tried to reach you. Sun went down on the McDonald Bridge. I found your carrots in my fridge. There was never a song that I couldn't sing my way out of.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1951. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Dancing in the Parlor from Stephen Wade on County Records, and we just heard Malvern Hill with Stephen on the banjo and Tony Ellis on the fiddle. Tony's a wonderful banjo player as well. And before that, on the Story Songs feature this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we heard Old Man Ludica from his recording My Hands Are on Fire and Other Love Songs. And we heard Machu Picchu, a story song that makes hardly any sense whatsoever. That's on Black Hen Music. And before that, we heard a recording made back in November of 1967 of Jerry Jeff Walker and Mr. Bojangles recorded live on WBAI Radio, the Pacifica affiliate in New York City. That was David Bromberg on the backup guitar. It's recorded by Bob Foss. That's from 5 Years Gone, Jerry Jeff's recording on Atco Records from about 1971. And we let off that set with Ellis Paul and the Storyteller's Suitcase, his new one on Rosella Records, and we heard the title track, Ellis Paul. We're going to lead off this next set with Stephen Wade once again. He's a wonderful storyteller as well as banjo player. This is from his recording, A Storyteller's Story, Sources of Banjo Dancing, which was his one-man show that he mounted for many years. This is a story song all about Chicago. Here's Stephen Wade on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I've been gone so long. Coming home to Chicago for me has always been like going on a vacation. I spent so much time away from here. This is my ground. Growing up in Chicago is an intoxicating experience. It's like the feeling I get jumping in a moving elevator just as it's reaching its floor, that weightlessness of a weekend just begun. And you say, this will never end. It's Friday afternoon and tomorrow it's Saturday and I can go downtown. Sit in the bench seat, last row of the bus, riding on the 153 or the 151 with all old ladies that we called old biddies because they always seem to be mad at us. take the L with its green and yellow paint. See the warning of the decal. Do not put head or arms out the window. Ride the L just to look out the window, to look in the windows, the old closed stores with their carpeted floors and their murmuring customers. Go downtown in the slush and snow. Ride the L as it speeds and turns with the old fancy movie theaters just below. Go downtown to go to the music stores and go from Lyon and Healy, where they had all the Gibsons, over to Charlie Grano's, who had all the Gretches, over to Chicago Guitar Gallery, who had everything, and then to Sid Sherman's, where the different bands would put their cards up on the bulletin board. There was even a picture there signed by Bob Dylan, wearing tight black pants, wearing sunglasses, beetle boots, polka dot shirt, tab collared button, standing there holding a Stratocaster guitar plugged into a Twid reverb amp. To go downtown to go to Marshall Field's, fourth floor toys, and then get older and go to the third floor books, and then get older still and go to the seventh floor restaurants. Chicago, where they called throwing a tennis ball against the side of an apartment building pinners, and depending on what floor it bounced off would tell you what base you were on. In Chicago, where peace demonstrations might start with music at the old blue band shell and end with mace at the Daily Plaza. They pushed you off the sidewalks and then arrested you for being in the street. Chicago. Where they'd have the Rod and Custom car shows at Navy Pier, and they'd have the Battle of the Bands, and musicians like the Buckinghams in sharkskin suits would play bright, shiny new instruments with names like Farfisa Combo Compact Organ. In Chicago, where the snow came down in 65, 66, and 67, 68, and 69, we made the biggest snowball on Hawthorne Street, taller than any of us, and nearly as wide as the street, parked car to parked car, and a truck driver in a big green Beacons moving van saw it and us and grinned and plowed through that thing, and we laughed and yelled and slipped on the icy streets. And then ran out to the rocks and made this androgynous snowman and crowned him with a dead rat we found. I used to call that the happiest day of my life. Chicago, I used to ride my bike in the park, pretending I was Steve McQueen in The Great Escape, leaping over fences, or in my case, sailing over curves, curving around the lagoon, looking at that magic glass confection, the conservatory, and on winter days, going in there, breathing its moist, hot atmosphere beneath its watered, vapored windows. Chicago's late night driving to the underground quiet of Emerald City, and getting an order of French fries at the all-night stand on Maxwell Street, and then going to Mayor Daley's wake, and it's 3 a.m, and people are lined up for blocks and blocks around the church, and we come in, and there's his son, and there he is, and we shake his son's hand. It's soft and puffy. He's been doing this for who knows how many hours, and there as we turn to leave, above the door is a huge blue and white wreath in the shape of a badge, and says, "We love you, Mr. Mayor, Chicago Police Department." As young scientists, we go to the BorgWarner showroom and push buttons and lift up phones one after another, just like at the Museum of Science and Industry, where we'd watch the chickens hatching, or wish that the big model train was our own, or go to the coal mine, the announcer's words in our ears, the only working coal mine in the world that you walk down the steps to leave. My friends and I would go to the top of the Equitable Building and Civic Center. We'd walk down the halls like we owned the place, taking batteries and of elevators up the fire stairs, past snapping electrical equipment up to the roof, and waving to the office workers in prison nearby, and then escaping from the maintenance men. We bought tamales and hot dogs in the neighborhood from Tony the vendor, who stood by his steaming white cart in the street. And when the city made a move indoors, he took a storefront around the corner, brought his cart in, opened a window, and was back in business. He just handed the stuff through the window. Ordinarily, if a bunch of air raid sirens go off in the middle of the night, you'd figure a terrible thing was about to happen. But if you're in Chicago and it's 1959, it just might mean that the Sox won the pennant. Two phone numbers I'll never forget as long as I live are that of my parents and that of Magic Kiss Carpet Cleaners. Hudson 3-2-700. One time we sneaked into the Edgewater Beach Hotel when they were tearing it down, and it was scary. We found a room that had neither doors nor windows. Another time, my best friend Freddie and I got into the old passenger terminal at Midway and stole a bunch of breakfast menus from the 40s. Chicago is big blue salt piles on Halstead, where you can feel the prairie flatness and sometimes even see a wild rabbit run in an empty lot and know that Mother Nature resides someplace underneath here. I remember playing in a labyrinthine basement of our apartment building, ditching my friends, then finding them, and then taking them in this gray wonder world of storerooms and padlocks and dim hallways. And then years later, still in the basement, in the laundry room next to the building sewer, where no one else could hear, playing the banjo all night long, listening to tapes, listening to lessons from old-time banjo players. Chicago is the best-kept secret in America.
Tom Joel got out of that old McAllister pen, and there he got his parole. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad come a-walking down the road. 'Twas there he met him a truck-driving man. 'Twas there he caught him a ride. Said, I just got out of old McAllister pen on a charge called homicide. Then the truck rolled away in a big cloud of dust, and Tommy turned his face towards home. He met Preacher Casey, and they had a little drink, and he found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe. He found his daddy's hat. He found little Muley, and little Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joad walked over to the neighboring farm, and he found his family. And they took Preacher Casey, and they piled in a car, and his mama said, we've got to get away. Well, the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joad did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, I'm sticking with my farm till I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, but Grandpa Joad did die. We buried Grandpa Joad on the Oklahoma road, and Grandma on the California side. Then they stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. There's a bright green valley and a river running through, and there was work for every single hand. The Jodes rolled into a jungle camp, and there they cooked them a stew. And hungry little kids in the jungle camp said, "We'd like to have some too." Then a deputy sheriff fired loose at a man, and he shot a woman in the back. And before he could take his aim again, Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. So they handcuffed Casey and took him to jail, and then he got away. And he met Tom Joad by the old river bridge, and these few words he did say: "Well, I preached for the Lord a mighty long time. I preached about the rich and the poor. But us working folks have got to get together, or we ain't got a chance anymore." Then the deputies come, and Tom and Casey run to a place where the water run down. And a vigilante thug hit Casey with a club, and he laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Then Tom picked up that vigilante's club, and he brung it down hard on his head. And when Tom took flight that dark and rainy night, there's a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Two men, a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Then Tom ran back to where his mama was asleep, and he woke her up out of bed. And he bid goodbye to the mother that he loved, and he told her what Preacher Casey said. "Well, everybody might be just one big soul. It looks that way to me. So everywhere you go, in the day or the night, that's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little kids are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm gonna be."
We're listening to Storytellers and Story Songs this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. Story goes that Woody Guthrie wrote the lyrics to the Ballad of Tom Joad all in one night. That was Larry Hanks from his recording The Last Wagon on Zippity Whippet Music and the Ballad of Tom Joad. And before that, to lead off that set, we heard from Stephen Wade from his recording A Storyteller's Story, Sources of Banjo Dancing, and his reminiscence of growing up and living in Chicago. That was recorded live at Chicago's Orchestral Hall, where the Chicago Symphony performs. Stephen Wade on Patuxent Records. Well, we're coming upon the holiday season, and I thought we'd add one last ballad with a Christmas theme of sorts. This is from John Roberts and Deborah Cowan, and they're recording Ballads Long and Short, and the ballad The Cornstalk. Listen closely on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
"And twas at an inn in Manchester, the cornstalk was the sign. A famous public where commercials used to sleep and dine. One Christmas day a traveller, as oft had been his use, arrived to spend his holiday and choose his Christmas goose. All around the green wood so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. He drank his pint of sherry wine, he smoked his mild cigar, He chatted with the customers and people at the bar. There was no thought of wickedness had entered in his head until the chambermaid appeared to light him up to bed. All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. At length he grew so amorous, he squeezed her on the stair. He kissed her by the chamber door before he said his prayers. He gave to her a guinea to prevent her being vexed, and then he blew the candle out, and you can guess the rest. All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Next day, this gay Lothario discharged his little bill. He tipped the boots and tossed the landlord for a parting jill. And where he went to afterwards, it's not for me to say. Suffice, he came to choose his goose again next Christmas Day. All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. He walked into the coffee room as jaunty as can be, where lots of roosters like himself were waiting there for tea. He ordered up the very best the landlord could produce. He called the waiter back again, says, "Don't forget me, goose." All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Right speedily a tray was brought with eatables galore, all by that selfsame chambermaid he'd kissed 12 months before. Nothing loath, he raised the cloth neath which the food was piled, but instead of eatables he found a big fat bumping child. All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Annoyed by others' laughter, "Oh, watch this here," said he, "come sit you down beside me and I'll tell you, sir," said she. "Last Christmas Day you generous were, oh, do not think it strange. You gave to me a guinea, sir, and I brought you back your change." All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground,
the angel of the,
We let off that short set with The Cornstalk, otherwise known as The Christmas Goose, from Ballads Long and Short, from John Roberts and Deborah Cowan. That's on Golden Hind Music. And then to lead into the Christmas season, we heard Sherborne, a shape note hymn from Christmas on the Mountain from Sheila K. Adams and Jim Taylor, as kind of a prelude to next week's program, in which we welcome the winter solstice. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week featuring storytellers and story songs. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1951.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out...